poll, most Chicagoans now want end to sanctuary city policy. By Warner Todd Houston on October 12, 2023. As the crisis of illegal aliens continues to grow in the Windy City, a recent poll finds that most citizens now want an end to the sanctuary city policies that got them in this mess. The M3 Strategies poll found that only 39% of likely voters want the sanctuary city policies to remain. A majority of Chicagoans prefer to end sanctuary city versus keep it, said pollster Matt Pajorski, according to Chicago's ABC 7. The poll also found that 46% want to end the policies. The breakdown between whites and blacks is particularly notable. White voters actually prefer to keep it as a sanctuary city by a 10-point majority, whereas minority voters overwhelmingly wanted to end sanctuary city as it is today, Pajorski explained. To date, most of Chicago's self-professed progressive mayor Brandon Johnson's migrant shelters have been opened in black and Hispanic neighborhoods. The city's liberal white voters favored keeping the sanctuary city policies in place, with 49% agreeing that the policies are worth keeping. But that compares to a mere 31% of black voters and 38% of Hispanic voters who want to keep them in place. A majority also felt that the city's efforts to provide free housing for illegals is hurting Chicago residents. Accordingly, 67% of Democrats, 74% of women, 79% of blacks, and 71% of Hispanic voters said the rush to give housing to border crossers comes at the expense of Chicagoans. Further, 49% now say that the city should not be providing housing to illegals, while 46% said the city should serve that purpose. 50% of the respondents also feared that safety has taken a backseat to sanctuary city policies. Pajorski's survey also asked voters if they support the proposal of Alderman Anthony Napolitano, 41st Ward, and Anthony Beal, 9th, to add a referendum to the city's 2024 primary ballot asking voters if the city should keep its sanctuary city designation. To this question, 46% said that the city should end the policy, 39% said it should stay, and 14% were not sure. It was 600-plus likely voters. The method was SMS to web, all text message and web-based surveys. And we polled only folks who voted in the most recent municipal election, Pajorski explained. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.